WDADX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. Hey, we made it. It's ATC.
Yes, Friday is here. I am okay with Friday. Oh, did you stay up to see the blood moon last night, or were you like me counting the holes in the eyelids?
Well, I happened to wake up at the time where you could see it, but I was not impressed. Let's just say there was a lot of hype and, what is it? A lot of hype and not a whole lot of substance. It was not a big deal.
Yeah, understood. It was part of me that thought about setting an alarm and getting up and watching it, but I had one day where I wasn't feeling real hot, which was it was Wednesday, and then I just didn't have the energy for it. I said, nope, I'm just sleeping. And I got 9.5 hours sleep last night. I am not complaining at all. My body's a little sore, but that's not a complaint. It's just a fact.
Hey, that's a nice side effect, or bottom effect, or whatever you want to call it.
There you go. Oh, anyway, and just an FYI, the computer's back up. I had to reboot it one more time, and it's been working fine ever since, so I'm happy about that. Oh, I am working with Drake on a new repeater for the 2-2, so I'm looking forward to that. And that one little computer I got from you, I am probably going to be using that as the 2-2 to control it.
Hey, whatever works, that sounds great. Yeah, you know, the 2-2 doesn't get a whole lot of use. You know, every once in a while I hear, probably once every 2 months I hear you checking on it or somebody else. That's about it, unfortunately.
Well, that's the reason why we're going to work on trying to get it on the link system here. And that way, one, it'd make it a whole lot easier for you to get in. But it will also increase its traffic and usage.
Yeah, you know, I happened to do recycling yesterday, and I drove by the governmental center, the EOC, there on 204. And, you know, that new tower, I still don't see any commercial antennas. I don't know what happened there. They built that nice new tower. It's still virgin for antennas.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. The last I heard, they hadn't even put it in the building yet for the equipment. And I don't know what's going on. I really haven't talked to anyone up there in a while, so I don't have any idea. And I don't have an ETA yet on the antenna for this repeater. It's been promised and that kind of thing, but the scheduling is a... as always, scheduling is the worst part of everything. You know, it's not a matter of people don't want to do it. It's just timing. Hopefully this one will get updated. Maybe by then I can get up there and talk to some of those folks and see where things are at. I'd love to see the group get back together up here, but my biggest problem is I can't dedicate the time to it. I can't guarantee I'm going to be there, so to run a club or anything like that out of the peninsula here is difficult.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember Rick and I did some range checking on the 2-2, and it was pretty darn good down to about Peshawby Town. So it didn't quite make it to 204, but it was pretty good down to Peshawby Town. Something
to
say is still a problematic spot.
Well, if we could have been up near the top, and we've got permission to do that, so, you know, it's just a matter of getting the young gentleman up there to do it, and that will highly increase the nice overlap with the PC so that when we get that operational on the system, we have seamless coverage from here all the way into Traverse City.
thanks a lot for Peter ID there. You're getting a little scratchy. I'll listen for you over on Traverse City. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
W8RTM Mobile.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you today? KSPW.
I'm all right. I'm on my way to P-Town. Pretty pleasant day. Getting warmer. Supposed to be warmer yet tomorrow. Making all the snow melt, which just means making more mud. What's up over there?
Fair enough. Just working on the accounts for my... Got everything cleaned yesterday. Canceled his... Turned in the phone and they pulled the $750 balance on it. So I got that paperwork put away and done. Hey, we found a meat market. Somebody turned us on the way to Petoskey there in Conway next to the park office. Meat Monkey.
Yeah, they've been there a while. You got something going on. I don't know if your audio's clipping or you got a push-to-talk problem, but your audio, but and then you're back, and then in the middle of a word, you're, and then you're back, and did it a couple of times. Yeah, I've been there a few times. There's no real deals there, but at least it's good quality stuff. You know, it's much better grade of meat than grocery store quality. They have funky hours, too, so it's kind of difficult to... I don't know if I just haven't hit it right or what, but I've been there a couple times. You know, they do some targeted online Facebook advertising, so... Every once in a while, they'll have a special that catches my eye, but, you know, it's a little out of the way, too. You know, you got to be driving by to make it worthwhile.
Yeah, roger that. Is that any better now?
It seems fine at the moment, yes. You know, that place used to be Park Cafe, and it had a really great breakfast. It kind of reminded me a bit of Noka, although the menu was bigger. And they were just a breakfast and lunch place. It was a husband and wife, and they both went to jail, so the business closed and got sold off. And then it was an ice cream store for a couple of summers. And the last, I don't know, 2 years or so, it's been the meat place.
Oh, too funny on the jail thing. Yeah, I used to know a guy there that was the blacksmith at Greenfield Village. Kept in touch and everything, and took some classes and all that. He disappeared quite suddenly one time. And same thing. They threw him in jail for not paying his child support. Alrighty. Well, getting things settled down here. Snow's starting to melt off, so I've been out picking up all the lawn sausages from the dogs. Lots to do.
Well, seeing your seams, you got neighbors on all three sides, so your pet restroom seemed concentrated there in that space in the back, whereas I have a fair amount of woods, and in the winter, it's not really much of an issue, except when there's a lot of snow and they end up going in the driveway. But that makes it sort of easy to clean up, too. But, yeah, there's always spring cleanup. I'm driving by that place as we speak, and they're open. Makes me think on my return trip I should stick my head in there and see if there's anything interesting. Although I don't have any space in my freezer at the moment. I got to work on that, too. Something you said. I'm disappointed I wanted to, I had every intention of going down to Maumee on Sunday, but my other half ended up having to go out of town for a funeral, so squashed my plans.
I know how that goes. Yeah, the other day we picked up Arlene. That was Wednesday. I went up and got her, brought her back here, loaded up Christy, and we went to Petoskey for the day. Let her hit a bunch of stores. She was, wanted to get some yarn and stuff. And took her out to lunch, late lunch, just to get her out of the house. When I took her home, I got home about 10 o'clock. So it was nice to visit. It has been special getting to know her better by spending a lot of time with her, just her and I. You know, whenever I go over there and visit with them, Christy and her mom will go off to one area and me and Ron to the other, and we didn't talk much except at dinner, you know. So it's been interesting getting to know her better.
Well, not to be morbid, but, you know, you have a limited window. And, you know, the older we get, I think we're more sensitive to that and take advantage of it, which is a good thing, you know. There's, and that's, this funeral she went to is in Texas. And, you know, there was some hemming and hawing, should I go, shouldn't I go, you know, it's a long way, and plane ticket, and all, you know, it's like, look, all these relatives, you know, first off, there ain't that many of them to begin with, and in this little enclave of people, it's all cousins. There's like 12 cousins, and that's all that's left. Everybody else is gone, you know, and this is one of the 12, so, anyway. But no, it's good. I'm glad to hear that. It seems like she's in good enough shape to still be able to do stuff like that, and that's all the more reason to do it, because again, you know, narrow window.
Yeah, glad to that. Well, it's just like me. I'm the one left of my immediate family. Mom, dad, brothers, all the grandparents are gone. And then I've only got one uncle, and he was the youngest of the group of, I think, seven that my grandmother had. He's still around, but he's pretty decrepit. Doesn't get around without a cane, barely moves, so very sedentary. Yeah, it... sooner or later, it'll be our number.
WHRPM. Well, depending on, you know, how you want to view that, I mean, I'm really the last of it. Although I do have, four cousins that are, you know, was my uncle's, the youngest son. So my mom had a sister and two brothers. She was the second oldest, so it was boy, girl, other way around, girl, boy, and she was the second oldest, and they're all gone, and then it was just my brother and sister and I, and they're both gone, so they each had two kids, and then me and my kid, and that's it, you know, that's it. Now, And those other kids, you know, my aunts and uncles, other grown kids, so my first cousins, there's a bunch of them that are gone. I think both of them, my one uncle's two sons, they're both gone. My aunt had three kids, the oldest of whom is gone, and they're out in California. I never see them or talk to them, so... Yep, and then we're, you know, I got a bunch of cop buddies that are older than me that are in bad shape, so, you know, you never understood, when I first got licensed, I never understood a lot of the conversations, you know, talking about funerals and operations. And I'm like, I never want to be that guy.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Oh, funny how life repeats it. How many times you come up saying something and go, wait a minute, my mom said that, or my mom said that. Or you develop a cough and you go, that was my dad's cough. Oh, yes. Well, I've about had it with Spectrum. The second DVR failed on us in 3 years. We lost all the movies that, or the programs that we had taped and wanted to watch. I'm done with DVRs. I'm not going to get another one.
I've never had a subscriber one, you know, or a subscription one, a provider provided one. You know, honest to God, what I had the best luck with, Shannon, and I still have it and it still works. I had a CD recorder that was, it was meant for copying tapes. You know, it was VHS on one side and a CD recorder on the other side. And as I said, this thing's got to be, it's got to be 15 years old, if not more, and still works like a champ. And I got a lot of use out of it. And if I were to hook it up today, I'm sure it would still work. But I think the on-demand is probably the better way to go. I mean, we have Charter Spectrum for Internet, and I also have the online version. That's, I think it gives me like 5 channels, and I get to pick like 8 or 10 of them, and the rest of them are canned. And it's a lot cheaper than having a desktop set, you know, or having a box. So I think it adds about $17 or $19 a month to the Internet. And you get all the on-demand stuff with it, too. So that seems to be working for us. I lost my service for a day and a half. And then I'm driving down the street, and I see that they got the orange cable laying on the ground. It's coming from an overhead drop, literally into a tree, and down the tree into the orange, and then down a couple lots, and then back up the pole. I'm like, well, I hope they fix that in the spring.
Oh, yeah, the temporary laid on the ground when the ground thaws. I know that trick. Well, we're looking at... To eliminate that, my combined cable, telephone, and internet is $360. I've got to cut that. And we don't get anything worth watching. It's a particular package we have. We get HBO and Showtime, and you go look at the shows that are there. It's all crap. Bad guy, gore, horror movies, all negative, pull you down stuff. Nothing like happy movies or stuff like that. Just comedies. Yeah, definitely going to change things. I may just get Dish. We'll watch. Dr. Poe. Well, they took Disney, took it off our selection, and put it on Disney Plus. So you have to view it online, and it's not like you can watch it when it comes every Thursday or something. It's online episodes only, and it's a real hassle.
Yeah, we don't have any of that stuff. I don't have any of that. And I'll tell you, our bill's about, again, off the top of my head, I think it's about $1.20, $1.25. But that's the, you know, it's the basic, the lowest basic internet you can get, which is 300 meg, and then that streaming package, and it's, you know, it's a little over $100. I don't remember exactly how little, but it's all a racket, you know, it really is. It's all a racket. if you can get a reliable internet, you know, you could cancel your internet for a month and then bring it back in her name or whatever, and you get it for, I think, $70 a month for a year. So it's like car insurance, you know. There's no loyalty anymore. You got to keep flipping it around. So anyway, my destination is in sight. Thank you for riding along. And I'll be here a couple hours in town putzing around and then heading home. See ya. KSPW from W8RPM.
Alrighty. Yeah, we got to make that trip Monday. She's got blood work, and I got a doctor's checkup on my sugar. I've been on the pump now for 3 months, and it's brought my numbers down. And my in ranges went to 80%, whereas I never got above 50% before. So it's working. All right, 7-3. Be safe out there amongst those English. KSPW.
And just one final thought from a phone standpoint. We've had real good luck. I've had real good luck with UMA. I've had an UMA box and an UMA phone for just years and years. Moved it up here from downstate. And you buy the box, I think it's $100, and then it's like $6 a month. You're basically just paying the tax. And I have one at home. Ken has, I think, three, and we just got one for the club. We just got one and put one in at the Sportsman's Club. And they work well. Very reliable, very simple, you know, pretty good deal. And, you know, you reduce your phone bill down to $60, $70 a year. So, all right, I'm here. See you. W8RPM.
Yeah, maybe that's the way to go. We have that Arlene has it. All right, 7-3. Talk to you later, KSPW.
KD8HNT, KD8IWS. KD8IWS clear.
KC8VSU portable.
W8EAP. Everybody needs to get pie for pie day, whether it be pizza or regular pie or whatever. Get something round to eat for dinner.
Oh, you are. You're getting a birthday cake.
No, I went all the way to Armada and got me a key lime pie. And now I'm going to get pizza.
Where'd you go in Armada to get the pie?
Yeah, Ackett's. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, there's one closer than that, I guess. I don't know. You can buy them at the store, I think, too.
Yeah, the key lime pies have to be made special, I found out. You got to, like, request them ahead of time if you want them.
Right. Well, I didn't look at him, but I guess you and Captain Don are up till 2:30 in the morning taking moon pictures. I'll have to check them out when I get home. Then I got to head up to MRI tonight, so that's going to be fun.
Well, I didn't know they did them at like a Friday night. That's interesting. Well, good luck with that. I mean, it's just a scan, so... an annoying noise that circulates around you.
Yeah, that banging noise is that big super, it's a superconductor. It's super cool to like 500 or whatever superconductor temperature is, 200 below zero. And it's like big pulses of energy, like enough to like light Sterling Heights for a month every time it hits. That's the sound of the big coil just discharging like millions of amps of current. It's kind of weird if you think about it.
Go ahead, Eric. Didn't mean to leave you out.
I was kind of wondering the same thing myself. W8RPM mobile.
Ron?
Dave?
Negative. It's Sean. Fancy meeting you here. We meet again.
Yeah, that is a little unusual. Are you all fired in or are you up in the neighborhood?
I have no idea where I'm at right now. I'm going to check it out right now. But I think somebody else is doing something is what's going on here. Yeah, I'm on what's called the Who Cares network. So somebody is obviously linking us, I'm guessing, linking in here and linking you or something. So somebody's double linking here.
Well, I don't think that had anything to do with that garbage that almost sounded like sidebands. But, well, I'm on the 145.19 repeater in Petoskey, and I am not far from home. I'm like 5, 6, 7 miles away from home. And are you still planning on going to TMRA? Because, unfortunately, I cannot, right? My plans changed, and I'm not happy about it.
Okay, there was a double in there. I heard Ron, I heard you. I could barely hear the other station. They knew who was doing what. So let's find out there, and then I will answer your question regarding the tomorrow. Who is in there that knows what's going on here?
Yeah, you guys got to read a little bit bigger breaks. It was KE8UHH 60611. He's got it double linked. If you don't take care of it, you're going to be permanently banned.
Okay, are you dropping it or are you waiting for him to drop it?
No. I'm waiting for KUHH to acknowledge that he knows and understands what wrong he is doing. If he doesn't respond soon, he's going to be permanently banned.
So, I have a question. And my question is, for those of us innocently driving around northern Michigan on one of our normal northern Michigan link repeaters, Can you explain to me what's happening, so just for my own edification?
Yes. People who are not familiar with All-Star do this all the time. They will hit *3, connect to a node, snoop around a little bit. Then they will, instead of disconnecting from the first network that they're on, they will simply hit *3 and go on to the other network, not knowing that they have the other network linked also. So what happens is this guy's node, KEAUHH, in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, has connected to both the Who Cares system and whatever system we're connected to right now, link the two networks together, which is a very bad thing to do if you're on All-Star. Get you banned really quickly.
All right, understood. Yes, there's these Northern Michigan repeaters do have a public node, just like the CMEN repeaters do, both a V and a U. But that's not very neighbor-like. Anyway. All right, well, we're just going to carry on our conversation here. Eventually, if you're going to just dump it, just give us a little notice, because Sean and I don't get to talk very often, even though this is twice in a week. So, Sean, go ahead, W8RPM.
Gotcha. Well, where are you at, Ron? I can always shoot over to Dan's node or anywhere of your choosing, and that's just let Dave clean it up.
cause other traffic in there.
Yeah, I just don't like when people, like, connect two systems together and then they leave. They go AFK, and so we don't. They're not around for us to. So anyways, I'm not mad at you guys. I'm just frustrated with stupid users. This guy has been lurking on our network every once in a while. He probably lurks on your network too. Never says anything. Just kind of sits there, sucks all the information out of people.
Well, I don't really pay attention to the bubble on the repeater notes, unless it's my repeater or one of mine. But, you know, sometimes it's apathy, sometimes it's ignorance, and sometimes they're just dumb. But I get it. So, Sean, I'm not in a position to take you up on that just because I took my mobile note out of the car to work on it, and I am out of range of my own repeater. So without having access to this public system, we're out of luck for the moment. But very quickly, if you're still planning on going, and I hope you are, I know John's going, my buddy John NPK is going, I think Dave's going, Jade, our Dave, and I'm pretty sure Dan's going too.
Yeah, I believe I'm hitching a ride with Phil, 88PR, and we're heading down. I don't know if we're going to get down real early, but we should be there. Unless something happens, I don't see why not. I haven't been to a swap in a long time, so Phil was saying, hey, you know, I'll drive, just tag along, and I'm like, you know, yeah, why not? So I may see you there. Well, no, you said you weren't going, right?
Right, yeah, unfortunately my plans changed. It was unfortunate due to an out-of-town funeral that my other half had to go to, so I got stuck with dog sitting duty. There's no way I can make it work. It's, you know, I'm not going to drag the dogs through a three-hour ride down and back each way just so I can go to a swap. So.
No, I understand. That's unfortunate, but we'll see you. You get down here still every now and again. So, and I'll try to stop in, you know, on Dan's. Are you connected up to Dan normally on the radar hub? Because I'll make a point to swing in there every now and again and say hi. I caught you there because I was on my way back from Muskegon, and I was talking to Dan, and I was actually looking for Jeff, and I know Jeff gets on there a lot, so I figured I could catch either one of them because Phil, who I'm going down with, wanted to meet up with Dan. He needs some parts for his repeater, and so I figured, oh, I'll just go over there, and that's why you caught me there on the way home from Muskegon. But if you're there frequently or often or whatnot, then you know, I'll make it a point to swing in and say hi.
All right, very good. Well, my garage repeater is normally on that note. It's normally on 505. When the 504 link is working, sometimes it's on 504, and then other times I'll just steer it to, you know, the private little simplex notes. But for the most part, it does live on 505. So, and I saw Phil at Livonia. I said hi to him, but I don't think he knew who I was. So I kind of got that blank stare back, and we were shuffling in opposite directions down an aisle. So. But I hope you do decide to make it to Xenia, just so you can have the frame of reference and check out the new facilities. So, all right, I'm just on a food run. I will look for you on 505 maybe later in the evening. 73 from beautiful Wolverine, Michigan, in the southern tip of Sheboygan County, where it's gone from 71 to 54 in less than an hour. See you later, listening for a final, WHRP.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, we'll catch you one or the other. I Xenia's really up in the air. We'll see. I know Dan likes to go do a single-day cannonball run, but he's in Milan, so he's already got an hour plus, you know, knocked out before, you know, we'd have to get up, get down to him, then do everything he does, and then when we're back dragging butt, an hour back, you know, in the middle, you know, late at night. Yeah. I don't know if I'm in for that cannonball run thing they do, but but I may find another way to go down for a day. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Good talking to you. Catch you later. I will look you up elsewhere. W8RPM from W8FU.
Alrighty. We're going to be disconnecting. Have a good one, you guys. KS8S down south.